Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Jen from Jen Book Bites Instagram account. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How are you dealing with the pandemic? How are things going?
Oh, you know, I'm fine. It's fine. We're all fine.
Yeah, I feel you. So let's talk about romance. When did you start reading romance?
I started dipping my toe, I like to say, into the romance genre a few years ago. It's funny because I think before I had read anything that was just specific romance, I had this preconceived notion that the whole romance genre fit into this little box. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be something that I didn't like and I wasn't interested in. And as soon as I started reading some of them, I found out how quickly I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what were some of the misconceptions that you had about romance?
Well, at first, I didn't think that I would like anything that was steamy, and I love it. Yeah. Now that I'm reading it, I'm like, the steamier, the better.
Yeah.
And I think it was K.A. Tucker that posted something a while ago and said something along the lines of, stop assuming that all romance follows one formula. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly the notion that I had before I had even gotten into it. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that romance couldn't also be dramatic and gut-wrenching and emotional and suspenseful, and it can be all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think romance, there's like such a diversity within the genre. There's like different formulas, just different levels of angst. There's different levels of theme. There's like, so it can be very niche to like really specific things, and there's like a lot to offer. Like if you think you read one woman's, you play and you assume that everyone was the same, like just stop what you're thinking. It's not. It's a pretty diverse genre.
Exactly. And even I remember when I read the ACOTAR series by Sarah J. Maas.
Yeah.
I went into that thinking, there's no way I'm going to like this. I don't read about fairies very often, unless I'm reading to my children. And there's no way that like romance between fairies and fae is something I'm going to like. But I was obsessed. I could not get enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. ACOTAR is just, it's another level because it's like, it's not just your typical YA fantasy. There's like steam in the fantasy. Like there's like such a
yes.
And I think it's because Sarah J. Maas reads romance. Like she's a romance fan. And so it shows like in her books, like there's good romance. It's like, it's not just a world building the fantasy. There's like good romance for our romance loving fans.
Exactly. Yeah. And to go back to what you had said, when did I start reading romance? It's kind of, I had one of these like aha moments when I read The Simple Wild. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the first time that I had actually read a book. Mm-hmm. And the thing that pulled me into the story the most was the love story.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I would read books that had a love story in it, but it wasn't my main focus. And then when I read that one, it was like a light bulb went off and I thought, oh, I could really get into books like this.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And you dive into them. So let's talk about some of those books. So you actually read indie romance, which I actually adore. When I started my romance journey, 4 years ago, I did mainly indie authors, like for a couple years. Like I read Iris Gray, I read Kay Romber, S. Young, like all these different indie authors. And then I switched over to traditional published thanks to the podcast. And so I'm looking to go back to it. So I want to hear from you some of those recommendations. Who are some of your go-to authors?
And I think I really found my love of books in indie romance authors because I can't get enough of them. I feel like I'm always, even if I'm reading something else or listening to an audiobook that is completely different genre, I always have some indie romance that I'm also reading at the same time. And one of the reasons I think I like them so much is the authors are so accessible. I don't know, it almost feels like you're talking with a friend because when they find out you're reading their books, they get excited about it and then it makes you even more excited. I feel like they can also really go there as to where some authors maybe that have big publishers breathing down their neck, they can't dive as deep and they maybe have more boundaries, but these indie authors, they are constantly pushing the boundaries and not afraid to kind of get nitty gritty about stuff.
Yes, I agree. I'm thinking of indies and I'm like, they go there. They push the boundary. They push the edge. And so.
They do. Yeah. And I'm somebody that it doesn't matter what genre I'm reading from. My favorite kind of books are those like gut punch, grab you in the feelings. I want to be sobbing and laughing all in one book. And so the fact that a lot of those books go there, that's pretty much where I'm drawn.
Gosh, I can't wait. Tell me some of the books that you read, perhaps this year, some of those hidden gems that you've discovered.
Wow. Okay. So I made a list so that I wouldn't forget anybody. But I have to say, if we're talking about like favorite books that I've read in 2020, Victoria James wrote A Girl Like Lilac. And the cover immediately is going to grab your attention. But the story inside was so good. It is going to sit with you for quite a while. And another one that I know I post about all the time, it hasn't even released yet. It's coming out, I think, at the beginning of September. And it's Emily McIntyre's Beneath the Stars. Oh my gosh. She posted a trailer sort of thing the other day. I was in tears watching the trailer, remembering the story. That's how emotional that is. And it was just so good.
Fantastic. God, I can't wait. I'm going to dive into those and pre-order that book.
I know. And I have like favorites, like that are go-to since I've started reading. Yeah. I know I can pick their stuff up at any time. LJ Evans, she wrote Her Life is an Album series. Adore it. She herself is such a gem of a person. And I feel like I have made such a good friend with her, but her books, they're so good and they're easy and quick reads. LJ Shen, I'm obsessed with all of her books and the Tot Holes and the Hot Holes. And I think she has two releasing this year that haven't come out yet that I'm excited for. Megan Brandy's Brayshaw Boys series. Love that one. A.L. Jackson. I know she has a lot of backlist books and I haven't had a chance to get to all of them yet. So I kind of, with her newer series, The Falling Stars, it was really, really good.
I love it.
I just feel so giddy talking about these because I'm like remembering how good these books were. Oh, I have Kristen Granada's What's Left of Me. Laura Pavlov's legacy, which interesting enough, she has turned that one into a series. So that'll be really good. Prescott Lane's Knox, that has a follow-up book coming out. Emma Scott's The Girl in the Love Song. It's another one that was really good. And she has a lot of backlist that I'm super excited to get to. I feel like I could go on and on and just name all the 5-star reads that I've read in the last like 4 months.
This is fantastic. I love, like, you know, because it just dives you into a whole new genre and a whole new set of authors and backlist titles. So I love this. This is so much fun. So,
and it's fun when you find an author and they do have that whole big chunk of books where they can be read as a standalone, but you get so much more out of it if you kind of start at the beginning. It's so neat to see that there are different series that can intertwine, and this one's written in this world, and it's really cool.
Yes, I love the reading series. I love when the authors create this world. And I just dive into it and I see the characters and I'm like, they get a book, they get a book. And everyone gets a book.
Yes, yes. I don't know of any other genre that does that.
Yeah. It's just like amazing because you get to catch up with the characters and get to be like, so how are you doing? How's everything?
Yes, happening? It's like an old friend putting on your favorite cozy sweater. Yep,
that's indeed. So let's talk about romance tropes. Do you have any favorite tropes?
I do. And it's funny because I didn't know what a trope was for the longest time. I kept seeing people talking about it. And for some reason, I thought it was pronounced troop, like a Girl Scout troop. Oh. And I thought, oh, that's kind of weird, but okay, maybe it's like a series I don't know about. Yeah. And I finally broke down and asked a couple of my friends and they were like, no, not what it is. Oh. So now that I know what it is, I kind of start to find my favorites. I love enemies to lovers, age gap, the alphas. I really like dark themes. So where a lot of people, I think, shy away from books that have trigger warnings, for me, those are the kind of books that I like to read. It's kind of weird. My husband's always like, why are you reading a book that's going to make you cry? Like, I'm like, it's so good. Yes, I would much rather be crying about whatever fantasy thing is going on in this book than whatever real life thing is happening right now.
I love this. And so let's start with the other side of the coin. What is your least favorite romance trope?
I don't know that I've actually come across one where I was just like, no.
That's okay.
I do know that I don't really gravitate towards like fluffy kind of rom-com sort of romance.
Yeah.
I love those kind of movies, but I haven't picked up a book yet that I've read that was really good from that kind of genre.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would imagine if you like darker themes, like a rom-com formulaic, you know, may not feel right for you. Like, I'm looking for something a little deeper. More nuanced than, you know, basically saying like they meet, they break up, they fall in love, they get pregnant, you know, all the happy endings.
Yeah. I don't mind a happy ending, but I really want to see the struggle to get there.
Yeah, the struggle is real. So.
Yeah.
So
I actually have a question for you. Since I'm new to the whole trope thing, there's something that I found in a lot of these books that I like, and it is like a strong secondary character group. So it's kind of like a band of brothers or best friends that maybe aren't the main focus of the story, but they have like really strong parts. Is that a trope? Is that a thing?
I think those are characters they're setting up for the series. So it tends to be like strong family or friends or side characters. They're great for a series to be created. I think for tropes, they're like you may see, like, you know, miscommunication or some themes that you see in the romance, like marriage convenience, like engagement, enemies to lovers, all these different things. They're like kind of like, they're like different tropes that the author can pick up, and they can just do a bunch of them and try to make a story out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, strong family. I think I see it a lot, like found family or like find the brothers or best friends. I see them a lot in series, and I think even traditionally published books, because they're like, they are contracted to sell like multiple books. They're like, okay.
Like, yeah, we've got to get you interested in a couple other people.
Yeah. It's like you're reading a book and you're like, okay, this person's getting a book, this person's getting a book. And they're like, you're likely to go back to it. I read a tweet, I think it was Penny Reed, who said she writes like long series, somewhat long series. And the reason why is like after they buy book two, they're more likely to finish the series or like buy the rest of the books. So it's like a good marketing plan. Like if you already have an audience who are invested in it and they buy one book or two books, they're likely to be like, okay, I'm just going to finish the series or, you know, try to finish the series so they can make more money.
So. Yeah, well, that makes sense. If you're in it, you're kind of like, okay, might as well finish.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a series completer. Like, I like to finish series, and so it's like I like reading series, like longer series. So, it's definitely one of those fun things.
I didn't think that I was a big series reader until I started reading more books like this, and now I'm like, I don't want to leave this world.
So a good series that you can check out is the Addicted series. Did you read that one? The Calloway Sisters?
No.
So it's Chris and Becca Ritchie. So the series is about 10 books. And the first book is, you'll like it because it's so angsty. I gave it a 2 stars when I read it, but I got immersed in the series. The series is like, I paid for Patreon to get more scenes from the series. So this tells you, like, even though I gave them like a low star, I'm like invested in this. So the first book is Lily and Lo, and Lily's addicted to sex and Lo's an alcoholic, and they fake relationship to her family. They're like, we're dating. They're really not. So they can actually do their addiction. And so, so they can actually like be like, okay, I'm just gonna sleep around, I'm just gonna drink, and I'm just gonna do that. And so it's a strong found family. There's real family and there's found family with it. So it's a really cool setup. So it's the sisters, both of them are, she has 3 sisters, but one of them is already married, so she doesn't count. Her older sister and her younger sister also get books. And so with Lo's brother and the random tutor that they meet in book one, he becomes a character. And so you get invested in his family because there's like a lot of things that happen. So it's like a long series. And then there's a spinoff of the children. So the family becomes really famous and they actually become like the Kardashians. So the spinoff is with bodyguards. So so they have like all these bodyguards.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good. It's really addicting. So if you need a series that you want to dive into, I would say just try it. I think the audio is an Audible game. So if you do listen to audiobooks, you can try to do that too.
Okay. I actually, now that you say that, I have not tried to listen to anything romance on audiobook.
Really?
I love audiobooks. I have been all about Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
I've been using it like crazy.
Yep. So Escape is $6.95 with Kindle Unlimited. And I like it. It's the same format as Kindle Unlimited. You can take as many books as you can, up to 10, and you can listen to them. And so I found, like, I read Max Monroe, Emma Chase. There's quite a few indie authors who have Kindle Audible Escape audiobooks. So.
Oh, I will definitely check that out. I think I was a little leery because it's one thing to kind of read about sex and steamy stuff. It's another thing to have someone talking to you about it.
It's so interesting. I think you get the point. Like, I've listened at home, so it's like not that bad. But yeah, it's like, it's interesting to have like a steamy scene. You're like, you come in, you're like, oh, did you hear what I'm hearing? You know? So, yeah. But if you read, you can listen to Audible, if you listen to Audible and you read the book, they sync. If you read the ebook, it does sync to each other. So, you're like in chapter 4, like halfway through, you go into the Kindle ebook, it will sync to that. And so, there's quite a few Kindle Unlimited books that have an audio option already in play. So you can actually already have listened to some audiobooks if you don't want to get the audio escape.
Okay. I'm definitely going to have to look at that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. It's like, you know, it's just like another option to read and listen to books. So.
Because we need all the options for these romance books.
Yeah, we do need all the options. So, let's see. So, Jen, you love let's insert romance subgenre, contemporary, historical, paranormal, fantasy, dark. I think you might be with dark. What are some of your favorite books that you read this year?
Besides the ones that I already mentioned, I just finished a book. What was that called? Cold Hearted Air. That was really good. It just released too. So if you want to read that one, it's not an arc or anything. You can get that. I had never read anything by Michelle Hurd before. When I first got the book, I saw that it was going to be a series. It was the first book. So I got excited. But then as I started reading it, I found out that there's two other series before it about the parents of all of these kids. So now I'm excited. I have all kinds of books and series to read to catch up before she writes another one.
Ooh, I love this.
But that was really good. And I just ordered two books on Amazon. One, the first one was Sweet Surrender by Sav Miller. I saw her post the inside of it on her story and it was gorgeous. So immediately I wanted it. I didn't even read what it was about. I was just like, I need it. I want it. And then I read what it was about and I got even more excited. And she actually recommended another book to me called Entice by Ava Harrison. She heard that I liked Age Gap and said that was one of her favorites. So that is headed my way right now. And I will be reading both of them as soon as they get here.
I love this. And so we're in the fall. So hopefully. What are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020 or 2021? I know LJ Shen has a couple of books coming out, and maybe Colleen Hoover has a paranormal coming out.
So. Yes, that sounds really good. I just finished Colleen's Heartbones. Yeah. Loved it. I think Layla is going to be something very different than anything we've read of hers. So I'm excited about that. LJ Shen has the villain and then a new title that we can't say what it's called until Friday. So that's going to be really good. I know Jewel E. Ann has a book coming out called Out of Love. That sounds really good. I've read a couple of her books before, really liked them. And pretty much anybody that I know that's read her books likes everything that she's written. Emma Scott has When You Come Back to Me coming out, which is going to be so good. I was obsessed with her Lost Boys series, the first one. And now that she's writing a second one, I'm excited for it. And I think it's going to be really good, but I think the boy I'm most excited about is going to be the third one. And I don't know when that's coming out. So I'm hoping soon. And I think, what is the other one I was excited for? LJ Evans has a Christmas book. Ooh. It is My Life as a Holiday Album, and it's coming in December. So it's going to be, I think, about the kids from her My Life as an Album series. And I'm pretty obsessed with Christmas and all things that have to do with Christmas. So when I found out that that was going to be a book, I'm pretty sure I freaked out and messaged her and said, oh my God, I can't wait to read this.
Oh my God.
Two of my favorite things, your series and Christmas put together.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I can't wait.
So I definitely, definitely want to get every one of those books.
Jen, tell us where you can find you online.
I am on Instagram. I do not have Twitter and all that fun stuff, but I am on Instagram at Jen's Book Vibes, and I'm on Goodreads at the same name, Jen's Book Vibes.
Thank you, Jen, for being on the show. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.